It looks and sounds like one of Argentina's notorious football matches. As light blue and white flags flutter in the breeze, the crowd sings along to anthems they know by heart, backed up by a motley crew of trumpeters and drummers giving it their all. In this match, however, there is only one team, and the result, it would seem, is already a foregone conclusion. The partisan crowd in question weren't actually at a game. Instead, thousands of fans headed to the northern suburbs of Buenos Aires at the beginning of the week to hear their team captain, President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, in her penultimate campaign rally. Well in front and with time to spare, this is a match that looks like it's unlikely to go to a second round playoff when Argentinians head to the polls on Sunday. The choice of what's known as Loyalty Day for the rally was a clever strategic move. It's a key event in the local political calendar that remembers the hundreds of thousands of Argentinians who took to the streets in 1945 to protest against Juan Perón's imprisonment, a date that still has the power to provoke huge emotional response from the population. Peronism was born as a national movement on this day. Like many Argentinian leaders before her, Fernández is standing for re-election with the emotive figures of Juan and Eva Perón lurking in the background. But among the banners at the Loyalty Day rally, another name was ever present. Néstor Kirchner, Fernández's husband, and the former president who died suddenly from a heart attack last year. In many ways, his death has allowed Fernández to step out of his shadow, and she's no doubt still benefiting from the sympathy of the electorate. From an approval rating in 2009 of just 23%, according to Mexican consultancy firm Mitofsky, today the figure is closer to 60%.
I believe that the popularity of Cristina is deeply related to some kind of emotional nerve.
Gabriel Dina, Kirchnerist activist with Political Generation 2030.
I believe that it has a lot to do with a shift that she had after her husband died. I believe that she had a very honest reaction. Personally, I believe that she's a very strong woman. She overcame the death of her husband practically in her arms. She managed to rule the country in a very positive way. That talks a lot about her character.
Fernández, of course, would be getting a much rougher ride if the economy was doing badly. But Argentina is currently experiencing a sustained period of expansion, with the IMF predicting growth of 8% this year, a rate only bettered by China. Although inflation, unofficially around 25%, continues to be a problem, the electorate seems fairly content with the way things are. More people are benefiting from government social projects, gas and transport remain ridiculously low due to state subsidies, and salaries are also rising. It means that Fernández can focus her campaign on emphasising the positives, reinforced by her TV spots. The key word in her publicity war is strength. Whether it's the strength of happiness, the strength of the country, or the strength of him, a reference to Néstor. The flip side is that the opposition, fragmented and lacking charisma at the best of times, is struggling to find a genuine strategy to beat her.
The opposition cannot find something on which to criticize the government that really clicks with voters.
Federico Thompson, political analyst.
Of course, you can bring in corruption, you can bring in inflation, you can point at lots of things, but since these do not appear high in opinion polls today as mattering to voters, it leaves you with a negative message that is completely unattractive. It's just finding fault in an overall picture that voters are highly satisfied with.
The big question is how long the situation is sustainable. Global monetary organizations have long been sounding the alarm bells about Argentina's growth model, reliant on trade with Brazil, commodity exports, and shunning international lending bodies. Many economic commentators believe that short-term growth trends point downwards. But Argentina seems to be playing on regardless, giving the metaphorical finger to any international detractors that step in its path, still intensely aware of the IMF's role in the country's 2001-2002 default. It's a policy that works well for Fernández's short-term success, but leaves question marks over the future.
Not having a good reputation in the world is okay when you don't need help from anybody, but should there be any shock, any surprise, and surprises do happen, almost by definition, there could be problems.
Federico Thompson again.
I think Argentina is not preparing for a rainy day. So should there be a rainy day, we might see a repetition of some sort of crisis. Again, it's not imminent by any means, so no way of forecasting. But you don't see prudent policies being carried out in preparation for such a surprise.
For now, none of these issues matter. And it looks like the true test will come in her second and final mandate. The elections are just a few days away, and little looks like derailing Fernandez and her slick campaign as she cruises to victory. From the unpopular leader that many Argentinians were able to dismiss as simply a puppet of her husband, has emerged a president with genuine oratory skills. Reading without notes, she looks left, she looks right, and then she fixes her focus on the crowd. Something may provoke emotion, in which case her husky voice will crack, and her eyes will begin to water. Cynics, of course, dismiss her as an accomplished actress, and she may well be just that. But there's no doubt that the crowd at the Loyalty Day rally were lapping it up.
Nuestro país, Argentina. Muchas gracias.
Ed Stocker, Monocle 24, Buenos Aires.